Good morning. Today is All Saints Sunday, the day we remember those who have gone before us, the grandmothers who prayed for us, the friends who walked beside us, the faithful who have now entered the joy of God's eternal presence. We gather not only to remember, but to stand with them. Because in the communion of saints, heaven and earth are not separate. We are one body in Christ, one great cloud of witnesses, both living and departed, joined in God's love. And in the gospel readings today, it gives us Jesus' own portrait of what it means to be blessed, to live as saints in the world. Hear the word of the Lord from Luke chapter 6, verses 20 and 31. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you." This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Luke says, "Then Jesus looked up at his disciples and said," he didn't look at just one person, he looked at the whole group. All those ordinary men and women who had chosen to follow him. It is similar to the way we have gathered this morning, as ordinary men and women who had chosen to follow Jesus. And every you in this passage, every blessed are you and love your enemies, is plural. As in, blessed are you all. Or, in the South, we like to say, y'all. Jesus is saying, blessed are all of y'all. You know, I didn't even know that was only a Southern thing when I learned it. And I don't know how it mixes with my Asian accent. But I'm going to say that a lot, so bear with me. But that matters today, Because All Saints Sunday is not about celebrating a few perfect individuals. It is about remembering the whole community of the faithful. The saints are not just ones who have gone before us. They're all of y'all, the people of God. Now notice who Jesus calls blessed. Not the rich, not the popular, not the comfortable, but the poor, the hungry, the distressed, the rejected. But that's not how the world usually defines blessing, is it? But Jesus is describing a kingdom reality. It is not that being poor is a good thing, or having material wealth in itself is a bad thing, but that we are blessed when we realize our need for God in our life. It just happens that those who are more vulnerable in this world recognizes that they cannot live this life alone, that they need help, and they need help from God. Whereas those who are more self-sufficient don't usually recognize their need for others or God. And Jesus is giving a warning to those who find satisfaction in their material wealth and their social status, because they were finding security in those things alone, so much so that they felt no need to help the poor, to feed the hungry, to visit the sick, or to welcome strangers. They felt no need to treat others the same way they wanted to be treated, or to follow a God who commands them to help and be in loving relationships with all people, even their enemies. They didn't feel the need to rely on God, so they didn't feel the need to live according to kingdom values. But to all of y'all who recognizes y'all's need for God, who relies on God on a daily basis, Jesus says y'all are already blessed, no matter what circumstances in life y'all may find yourselves in, for y'all will no longer have to go through life alone. And all of y'all are now children of God. For Ephesians says, in Christ we have also obtained an inheritance. Scriptures tell us that every follower of Jesus is a saint, a holy one, not by achievement, but by grace. The saints we honor today are those who believed in that promise. They were not perfect, but all of them trusted that God's kingdom was breaking into their lives, even in the midst of their own personal struggles. They are blessed, not because life was easy, but because they belong to Jesus. And Jesus never let them go. And in response to that love, they followed him by serving and loving others, to love as Jesus loved, even when it got hard, even when it costed them something. The kind of love that helped grow and nurture this body of believers today. And if you don't believe me, remember the names that is in our bulletin this morning. Remember their life. On All Saints Day, we read the names of those who have died in the past year. Each name is a story of faith. We grieve in their absence, but we do not grieve as those without hope. Because Jesus says, "Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh." The promise is resurrection, joy after sorrow, life after death. I love how Reverend Mary puts it this way in every celebration of life service. She says that the saints are not gone, but that they have simply gone ahead of us. And the same love, the same blessing that carried them carries us now. So keep living on the Beatitudes. Keep blessing, forgiving, loving, serving, just as Jesus did. Keep showing the world what the kingdom of God looks like. When the world says, "Get even," we say, "Love." When the world says, "Take more," we say, "Give freely." When the world says, "Curse your enemies," we say, "Bless them in Jesus' name." And if y'all ever get discouraged in doing good and doubt if it is worth it to follow Jesus, or doubt if God can work even through our imperfections, look to the saints that has gone before us and remember how their love and service impacted us and transformed our lives for the better. That's what makes this communion of saints. Not perfection, but participation in Christ's perfect love. When Jesus says, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God," those words are spoken not to a select few, but to all of y'all. To the saints of the past, the saints around us now, and the saints yet to come. The kingdom is already breaking in. The saints in heaven live in it fully. We on earth live in it partially. But our communion table this morning reminds us that it's the same kingdom. One great communion, one great family of faith. So when we gather at the Lord's table today, we are reminded that we're not dining alone, but with the saints who have gone before us. And the "you" Jesus blesses includes us and them. One people, one hope, one faith. When we worship, when we serve, when we love, all y'all saints are gathered together in Christ. So let us keep following Jesus' command to bless others, not so that we can become saints, but because we are already saints. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.